USA News update. We now know the name of the man arrested early this morning in Pennsylvania in connection with the murders of four students last month on the other side of the USA at the University of Idaho. NBC reporter Steve Patterson with late details.
All we know is that name, Brian Christopher Koberger, 28 years old, believed to have some tie, of course, with that university in Moscow, Idaho. Of course, the scene thousands and thousands of miles away from northern Pennsylvania.
Brian Koberger is due at an extradition hearing this afternoon. Former President Trump says the release of 6 years of his tax returns will lead to horrible things for so many people. The House Ways and Means Committee made the documents public today. Wall Street's wrapping up its worst year since 2008 with a sell-off, but not that huge. The Dow's dropped more than 200 points, or 0.75% during today's trading. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.